Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. Hanging out with you over here at Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor. Here as we roll along this morning. Is that scratched off, Timmy? Is that who that...
His daughter works at Heaven Hill. I just know that, you know. So, you know, it was great to see him. And, obviously, we got those Elijah Craig drink tickets and the socks from Elijah Craig. So, we appreciate that.
Although, I
got
to say, on, like, a 90-degree day, I do not want a bourbon outside.
No. Yeah. No, I didn't drink it on the 90-degree
day.
I drank it on the cold Thursday.
Yeah, okay,
it was kind of nice.
Sense. Yeah.
That was great. The Elijah Craig tent was really cool. Not a tent. That thing was like built out. But, no, you know, it's that's what I like the most about the PGA thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a golf fan, but I liked seeing all those people, you know.
Yeah.
I like seeing and meeting folks and stuff like that. It was really cool. So I want it back for that more than anything.
Yeah.
So
and I don't know. Well, I don't feel very confident about it, but we'll see.
I don't either.
Nah, it just seems like the people that I would consider in the know, I'll say, yeah, it's not happening.
I'm like,
but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out.
Maybe it'll be 10 years from now. Maybe it'll be 20 years from now. I hope it's sooner than that. I hope I'm not 60 when it comes back. That would suck.
Yeah, that would not be good. Suboptimal. So we'll talk to you here, 267-9680. We got some callers on the line. We got Kimber, and we got New York Mike. Let's go to New York Mike. New York Mike, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, thank you, Drew. How are you doing?
All right, let me check. Magnificent.
Doing good.
You're doing magnificent. That's the way I thought you would be. Hey, I wanted to give a call to tell you I wanted to give you the winner of this NBA.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we got game one tonight. We got Pacers-Knicks tonight. Yeah.
We got here's who's going to win tonight. And the one tonight, I like the Dallas Mavericks. They're getting four and a half.
Dallas Mavericks aren't playing tonight.
Well, I'm saying when are they playing?
Okay. They play tomorrow.
Okay, then I'm not going to call tomorrow, but I like the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, catching four and a half, all right?
Yeah. And whoever wins the Indiana Pacers are playing who?
The Knicks. Your Knicks, come on.
Celtics.
Sorry, they just got done with the Knicks.
Ain't the Knicks out?
Yeah, no, they just beat the Knicks, sorry.
All right. I think they're playing the Celtics, Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, 10.5 points.
That's just what we said.
That's quite a lot of points, but I'll have to take the Celtics.
Okay.
And then when the Celtics win and Dallas wins, I'll call you for that. That would be the champions of the NBA, right?
That is correct. That is
right. All
right,
I'll call you for that, but take the Celtics and take the Dallas Mavericks.
All right.
And I wanted to give you a little bit of information, not for sports, because I think your listeners deserve to have a little bit of information other than sports. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. If you are 65 or over, or you're 100% disabled, you could take $46,000 off your property tax. That's a lot of money. So the listeners out there...
Tax tips from New York Mike. There we go. Could be a new segment.
you could take
46,000.
$46,000 off your property tax if you're 65 or older, or you're 100% disabled. I had the number. I can't find it now, but if you just look up property tax assessor, you could call them directly. And
we'll give out the PVA number later. Yeah, for sure. And tax tips from New York Mike. That's what I know. That's what we tuned into. It could change somebody. It could help somebody's life. Save them a buck or two.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, New York Mike, appreciate it. Again, didn't have New York Mike tax tips on my bingo card. Let's go to Kimbrough up next. Kimbrough, welcome in. Good morning. I throw in the Ville ESP at 680.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Not tough to follow that one, I would say. I think
what do you got for me, Kimbrough?
That's tough.
Gardening tips? What do you got, Kimbrough? Yeah.
What should I do with my soil, Kimbrough?
Yeah.
No parking tips. I will say the closest thing that I come to a bourbon on a hot summer day is a bourbon and ginger. That's the closest I'll put with
okay.
that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's probably sound advice.
Yeah, so I'll try to paint a quick picture. So I was on the way back from the beach when you guys were breaking the news on the PGA and him getting arrested. So I'm driving back from the beach. Kids are in the backseat asleep. I've got one earbud in listening to you guys trying to stay awake because we left at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
With toddlers. I mean,
I know. Everybody says that's the way to go. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So I got one earbud in. My wife decides to wake up. I'm listening to you guys. She's like, did you see this news article where this PGA guy was arrested? I was like, yeah, they're talking about it. They're like, they're saying he's already released. I'm like, he's already. I said, send me the link. I'm going to try to send it into the show. So of course, I sent it into you guys. And it's a cluster across the board. I agree. The one perspective that I was thinking about, with him, I've never heard somebody be so bullish on an opinion. I've had a lot of hard conversations with some people, but this guy was not hearing anything. Like, so much so that he wasn't even hearing the judge saying, you're arguing the wrong point.
Yeah.
So one thing that I think of is maybe if he's not trying to, make a show, maybe he's just trying to get it out of the way. Like, let's just get this guy up here, let's get it done, let's move on, and let's quickly get out of the way. And I don't think that's what he's doing. But I think that's an interesting perspective to think about.
Or
as well,
is someone suggested
gone.
Someone suggested this to me in the break, and this might be a good notion that, you put up a fight like that, it seems a little silly, but it looks like you're fighting for the officers and then negotiate behind closed doors and get so you accomplish what probably what should be done is just don't bring this guy in, but also don't like act like you're not standing up for your own people making arrests. And you may achieve both goals by acting so obstinate yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting perspective as well. But I always try to think about things in a couple different directions. And, the other thing, besides this guy just being an incompetent person in front of the judge in this moment, I don't know that he is that way across the board. But I was just like, what else could this guy be trying to accomplish? And that's the only other thing I could think of is, let's get this out of the way. Let's get it done. That's my focus. We want to get this out of here so it's not on us for as long as it's going to be. Because to your all's point, media is going to continue to talk about it. It's going to continue to come up the longer and longer it goes on. So... maybe that timeline was in his mind. But hey, last thing, and then I'll drop. I always love listening to your show. Long time listener, of course. The Tri-State Men's thing. I'm in about 30 days as far as their schedule goes for me. Huge difference. Energy's back up. It was a big difference when we took the toddlers to the beach.
Wow.
I was able to get up early like I normally do without a fuss or a fight. Go spend some time on the beach in the early morning myself. And then still have enough energy to carry out through the entire day with the two kids, my wife and my extended family. Trying to do family plans for three different families at the beach is always interesting. Oh. Is the word that I'll use. So
you need the energy for that, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's great. Look, we're going to be over there tomorrow hanging out with those guys. So you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, 100%. Well, hey, love listening to your show. You guys do a great job. Thanks for everything. You guys have a great afternoon.
Absolutely. All right. Kimbrough, another satisfied customer over there in Tri-State, and it really does work.
But yeah, I mean,
it's superpower.
Like Rummage just talked about a little bit. He's like, I'm not hungry.
He's not, and he looks. He's already. Yeah, like, he had a shirt on.
Yeah, what was he saying about his shirt? I walked up on the tail end of that.
I had retired this shirt.
Yeah,
now I'm
yep.
wearing it today. And you know, I mean, Rummage has. You know, he still wants to go further with his weight loss. He's early in this thing,
mm-hmm.
but he's already bringing out stuff out of the closet that he thought he was never going to be able to wear again. And so it just kind of gives you faith that, hey, you can get your
it's
life
a superpower,
back.
Superpower, man. Like,
yeah.
Again, women have their methods of using advanced technology and
yes,
surgeries
yes.
their advantage. Now we're even in the battle here,
well,
right?
But, you know, I can understand, though, like a guy like, you know, maybe you're sitting around and you're like, man, I'm never going to be able to lose this weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never, you know, I've tried this.
Because like 90% of it's diet. Like I've worked out every day.
I know,
but it's tough. It's tough to diet. It's not tough when you're using superpowers.
Right. And so this kind of is a cheat code, you know.
That's exactly what I've called it.
And
yeah.
it works. And, you know, so it can restore a little bit of belief that, hey, you can do this. So it's
so
great.
What's that? Tri-State?
TriStateMensHealth.com.
TriStateMensHealth.com. I'm not giving the phone number because nobody can remember a phone number. TriStateMensHealth.com. At least I'm not because I know I hear it and I Google it. There you go.
I said it last week incorrectly and nobody noticed.
Yeah, because everybody Googles it. That's pretty how that works. Most seven wasted words in any commercial are the phone number. If you want to hop on in, 267-9680, as I gave you our phone number. That's about the only number anybody can remember. Our number, they want to get in.
Well, yeah,
so,
you want
yeah.
to get in. 267-9680 yeah. or 437-9680 is the UPS
so,
text line.
Yeah, and I do think it was a wise young person that suggested this to be in the break. You know, wise beyond their years. Mm-hmm. That is probably a way to stand up. And not just cave publicly, go, oh, you know, it's Scotty Shuffle, but go, okay, we put up a battle, and now we got behind closed doors. The officers go with it. Everybody's good with it. And let's go on.
I would have to, I mean, because I've talked to some police, you know, since this happened, the police that we know, and they're all like, this is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
There's times where you're like, well, they're not, you know, obviously there have been plenty of times the past few years where they didn't feel like they had the support they needed.
Right.
I absolutely
right.
respect that and understand that. This doesn't fall into that category for those people.
Because we're just not a police. We're not an anti-police show.
Like, definitely
like
not. Yes,
we like the police. I just feel like this is one of those where they messed up.
It was everybody. Everything was off kilter. You had just had
right.
a death. People were. This wasn't quite at that scene, but they were trying to figure out what was going on. Tensions were all raised. Mistakes were made all around. Let's acknowledge that and not have
right.
to.
I even think that when you were on Fox, that they thought that you were going to be like supporting of the police, and they were like, "Huh, this is weird. This guy's like not really backing the police." Because I think that's their default position.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
That I was surprised that they're where they were going at, and then I remember which angle, whether you're on CNN or whether you're on
sure.
Fox, and I was thinking, golfer in trouble. Fox supports, you know, like that's what I was thinking. But then I'm like, oh, no, the default position is police. And again, respecting that, but not even looking at, because when they were really, oh, my gosh, look at these charges. And I'm like, look, police report, as I know well, is not designed to be a two-sided document. It's designed to be biased
because right.
that's the only time they're going to, not the only time, but that's the first accounting of things. And it's going to read as bad as it possibly can by design. That's why, you know, when people quote police reports all the time, it's like, hey, not only is that only one side of the story, it's one side of the story with motive
right.
to make it look as bad as it possibly can to justify an
yeah.
arrest or whatever else. That's just the way it is. That's nothing right or wrong with it, but know that. So when they were going on about, well, it's this, and I said, yes, but that's when I cut John Roberts off. I cut John Roberts off. I said, John's going to get dropped.
It's a habit that you have.
I cut John Roberts off. He's been on every network and since I've been alive.
But no, so for me, like, I understand.
We got to get that audio when I cut him
yeah.
off.
We do.
Golly.
It's
got to
be like in a rejoin.
Yeah.
In a rejoin.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the thing is, like, police are human. They make mistakes. People are human.
Yeah.
And we make mistakes. And I think that Scotty probably making a mistake, and the police officer probably made a mistake. And I think what happens is, like, give yourself the grace to say, we all made a mistake here. Let's move on. And then
I think Jeff Darlington made a mistake by not saying, hey, that's a
sure.
golfer. I think Darlington, while he was the star of the world for about 2 hours on Friday, you know, and I noticed every time he stopped short, they asked him, do you know who that is? And he said, yes. Just said, yes, he's in the tournament.
Yes, he's playing.
He's supposed to be there.
He's arriving for his tee time, you know.
Yeah, like before it or whatever. He's doing going where
right.
They
he's
told him to go.
One of the main attractions in this event.
Yeah, yeah. This guy won the little tournament like to call it the Masters.
The Masters.
I still think that's the best suggestion that he show up
in the Masters jacket.
Yes.
I like Wetzel a lot of times, and a lot of times I agree with him. I don't think Augusta National would take
– I don't care what Augusta National would think.
Well, I think Scottie Scheffler does. I would have much rather have played an orange on Sunday or Saturday or Friday or any other subsequent day.
I think he did the most appropriate thing to do, which is not make a bigger deal of it.
Not,
I don't think that would
–
I'm sure his attorney said – Don't get into this at all.
Yeah.
You know, like,
okay.
Don't just back away.
Probably the right thing.
You
to
can't.
Do.
It's not going to help.
Right. Probably the right
if
thing.
If you
to
wear
do.
Orange, it's going to incite it more. Make Ramon's probably just sat him down with his great, you know, straightforward. I don't know where he's from. It's an East. I don't know if it's East Kentucky, it's Louisville accent. I don't know what it is.
Belmont's?
Yeah, I don't know. But probably said him that way that only a country guy can tell a city guy. You know.
Yeah.
Like, boy, don't you dare.
So
you
he went to UofL School of Law. He went to Center.
Okay,
and
so much for that. But I don't know where he's from originally. But either way,
I don't know where he's from originally. But your guy O'Connell,
St. X. I know. They got the text line.
St. X.
It's all right. I'm a Holy
Notre
Cross
Dame.
Guy now.
St. X. Notre Dame.
I'm a Holy Cross guy now. You know that, Coach Lieberman. We're
you
all
even
in that.
Abandoned Trinity real quick.
I'm not abandoning them. I'm
hit with Vanetti for a second.
Look, I pay a lot of money to Trinity. I am not abandoning them, Mark.
Is Max going to Holy Cross next year?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not. He doesn't play basketball. You know.
Not yet. I mean, Max played every other freaking sport.
Pretty sure we're going to rule out basketball. Yeah. Yeah, pretty sure we're ruling that.
I don't know. He's got more height than you do.
That's like being the tallest first grader. It doesn't mean anything. You know? He's still not. That is not happening. That one I can guarantee.
Oh, man. But, no, Romine's Kentucky fan. He was really rolling. He was rolling
in your
me,
mind, yeah.
And then we hit the brakes.
I
good attorney.
Know. I just.
I probably have
minus 10,000. Yeah. Minus 10,000 in this case.
Yeah, I'd probably
take it off the board.
If Pointer's unavailable, we're going Romine's, and Pointer might even be like certain situations.
Oh no, Pointer would tell you that's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy. No, Pointer has deferent reverence there. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-9680 is our number to get in. Text away UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Let you hop on in here this morning. Oh man, look at this. This was. Remember we did remotes outside? Just popped up on Facebook. We were at Fitness Market outside 4 years ago doing a remote.
That amazing.
Helping out our clients.
So far from there. Yeah, that was at one of our clients. And I remember that because it was raining. So we had a tent. I think you even brought a tent.
Yeah.
And
yep.
It was like.
And somebody brought us McDonald's.
They brought us McDonald's. That happened on more than one occasion, which was beautiful.
A lot of media birthdays today, by the way. Oh, it's John Bowles' birthday.
Bowles' birthday?
The Zaddy is 62.
Whoa, yeah. That's great.
Dugan Ryan's birthday is today.
Saw him on Sunday at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, Mark Story. I mean, it's a big day for media.
Mark Story, too. Whoa. Okay.
About that?
Yeah, how about that? Happy birthday, everybody.
Yeah.
That's great. So what do we do? Should we hit HBD on everybody's wall?
The laziest thing possible.
HBD.
I think they even type it for you. You just have to one click it now, don't they?
I don't even think I wrote on Ashley's wall on her birthday.
No, because you do something more for that.
I mean, I like got her a card. We went to dinner twice. We did two dinners with the Jack Fry's on Friday. It was great. Man, and Jack Fry's.
Seems like you're covered.
Jack Fry's was awesome. Like,
it's great.
It was incredible, man. And then
it's the finest meats and cheeses. I'm surprised you would, you know, even wonder about that.
No, and I forgot that I told him it was Ashley's birthday. And then they brought out, like, one of those, like, mini birthday cakes.
Yeah.
And I was, like, on my way to the restroom, and he has it lit with a candle, and he stops. And he, like, waves his hand over the thing and, like, puts the candle out. And I'm like, oh, was that for her? And he goes, yeah. He goes, oh, I'll do it when you get back. So
that's
I
funny.
I ruined the birthday cake.
Oh, my God.
I ruined the birthday cake.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What else we got here?
Well,
on
the Kennedy Bridge is shut down.
Oh,
three
boy.
Lanes,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, but the Sherman Mitten did open up one eastbound lane today to take a little bit of the pressure off the Kennedy because the Ohio River is now turning into the Berlin Wall between us. You know, like it's only a matter of time before they shut down all accesses and that we're I'm just never going to be able to see my family again because I'm going to be on that side. I'm going to get stuck either over here or over there, and I don't know where I'm going to be at the time of the closure. I just hope that I can see my whole family.
Yeah, again. So, but you were able to navigate it this morning.
This morning, but I got up early because I knew I had to go get the equipment in and stuff like that. That wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was a shock. So the Sherman Mitten opened up the one lane. The Kennedy has three down. But, man, I
– shut it down.
I mean, it's as bad as ever. And you can't even go from 265 on up over in Indiana to 65 north.
Like, it's a disaster in Indiana. If you live in Indiana, like, mm-hmm. I hear people over there that live off Old Henry, and they're like, when is this Old Henry project ever going to be finished? I'm like, I don't want to hear it. This thing over in southern Indiana is a disaster area for years. And then you're talking about your little six-month project while you go to get your pub sub. I can't do it, Lake Forest. I can't hear it right now, okay, because I got the Sherman Mitten and the Kennedy and 265. They're all shut it down.
Shut it down. It's every time I see a closure, that is all I think of, is Nikki Valvano from right here when we were trying to do the show, just going, shut it down.
And they really are. They're taking.
But yesterday was something, it was an emergency situation. They're like, that bridge isn't good. Get as many people as you can off of it,
yeah,
right?
What was the, I don't know what it was. It was like an emergency closure for some immediate repairs. And
which always makes you feel real good.
It's happened once before, and apparently, and I was reading from the WDRB article, they have a $1.3 million grant from the federal government to fix it, but the work hasn't been completed yet. And I'm like, well, just get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
I mean,
I'm tired of all these bridge closers. Like, it really is bad.
And here he is, our traffic reporter, Nikki DeBoot.
Holy crap, Drew. People can't drive for crap out there. Oh, my God. It is like just absolutely looks like my colon after I've had too much prosciutto on Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, whatever. So, anyway, I get the call, the SOS from my man James. Says, hey, I can't move an inch. Everything's trucked. And so I get out of bed, wipe the sleep from my eyes, say goodbye to my beautiful girlfriend, hop in here, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these reports. And you know what, Drew? It makes sense. Makes sense. First off, we all know Mother Nature, that beautiful broad. She's got a wicked sense of humor. So she says to herself, self, what can I do to get back at these jadrules for constantly littering over the holidays? How about I have a freaking downpour during the holidays where these people can't really drive whenever there's any precipitation on the road? But I'll do it at the ass crack of dawn to mess up with everybody because the brilliant minds of the Traffic Commission in the Kentuckiana area go, let me see. When are people going to be on the road the most? Oh, okay. Now? All right. Let's shut everything down. Shut it all down, Jim. We don't need to be able to go down the Sherman Mitten Bridge right now. But sir, it's the holidays. People need to get from A to B. Don't care. Whose nephew is this? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Shut it down. Because we need to work on it right now. Remember, what did you idiots tell me when I tried to shut down the Gene Snyder when we had the biggest rock concert in a football game coming in here on a weekend? You said what? Yeah, like people are driving, Jim. Maybe we should shut it down. First off, in this hypothetical situation, my name's Nikki DeBoot, not Jim, you stupid bastard. Second, it takes a visionary to shut down traffic and do construction no one's going to care about or notice or appreciate when people are on the road. So, damn it, what did we do when we had an influx of a million people in the city? We shut it down. And that's what we're doing now. It's a Yuletide shutdown. On the Sherman Mitten, we're closing the bridge. If I play my cards right, I'm going to shut down 65. I'm going to shut down the Waterston. And then let it rain, you big, sweet, beautiful broad. Let's shut it all down. Blah! That's the plan. That's the plan of the city. Let's shut it all down. So basically, it's weather, you know, suck it, Lachlan McClain. We're doing weather, we're doing traffic, we're doing sports. Jack of all trades here on ESPN Louisville. I'm in a helicopter chopper and I'm looking down and no one can move. Nobody can move. So stay in. It's like a shutdown without the COVID. Work from home because you ain't going to be able to move 2 inches for the next 9 days because we waited until right before Christmas. Buying presents be damned. Ho, ho, ho. You can't get nowhere. It's Nikki DeBoot out.
That's as good as anything's ever been done on this radio, and there's never a moment when nobody doesn't go, oh, let me hear this again.
It's great. And in the thing, he's like, if I play my cards right, I'll shut down 65 too.
And it happened.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
They got
spoke it into existence.
Spoke it into existence. But one of the great things that I've heard in this whole thing is that you should work on yourself forever, just like the Sherman Mitten Bridge does.
That's good. By the way, I just saw this in the last 15 minutes. Jalen Rashada is suing that collective.
Yeah.
How about that?
And Billy Napier.
Yeah. Billy Napier, along with other boosters, claiming they defrauded him out of millions of dollars by promising him $13.85 million and then having no money. He should. If what we know about it is pretty much at face value. If that's the case, seems like he's got a case to me.
Yeah, he never received he was supposed to get like a $1 million partial payment.
Yeah, upon signing.
Upon signing, and he never received that. And you know what? Like, this is what has to happen to clean up college athletics.
Is there a contract? I mean, that's sort of what I wonder.
I don't think they were supposed to have.
They claim they defrauded him. I see that. They said it includes an allegation of less than an hour after he promised the player $1 million. Again, I don't see anything that says contract. So, again, much like a police report's one-sided document, the suit filed is a one-sided document.
And the whole thing was to keep him from going to Miami. And that's I don't know if that's in the article, but it was down to Florida and Miami. Florida didn't want him going to Miami. They wanted him. But when everybody ever said 13.8, they're like, no freaking way.
So the filing includes text messages. Marcus Castro Walker, a defendant in the lawsuit who had been Florida's director of player engagement at NIL, sent to Rashada's NIL agents on October 27th, 2020, that read, "You already know what we need to do over the next few days. Get us the QB." Another text 3 days later, "We need to lock down Jaden." That's not that damning. It says, on National Signing Day, after one version of the contract had already been terminated, Castro Walker threatened that if Rashada didn't sign with Florida, Coach Napier will walk away from Jaden entirely. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit states it's unclear whom the threat was delivered to. Castro Walker is no longer at Florida. An ESPN report earlier this year, the NCAA had started an investigation into the failed deal. Well, good. One source of the promised $13 million was Hugh Hathcock, names on the building, eight-figure donor to Gator Athletics. He's also a defendant in this. It states that Hathcock approached Rashada during his visit in June of 2022 to get the quarterback, quote, whatever he needed. Hathcock later, it says, later that summer, the lawsuit states Hathcock put a dollar figure on that deal, $11 million. Again, I don't see anything that says a contract was in place. These are all.
But he had a $9.5 million deal with Miami, which was widely reported.
Did he?
That was what was reported.
I know. But did he? You know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Right.
I don't know.
So they had to go above that. And apparently this was like through a Destin Automotive group called Velocity Automotive for like $4.53 million of it was coming from Velocity Automotive out of Destin. And that was through the NIL Gator Guard collective.
I don't see that in this article. I'm not done yet. I just don't
scroll down. It's there. I mean, it's incredible. So, like, I think he's going to win.
I think it's something that definitely needs to be debated. Unlike Scheffler, this one, I think, is worthy of public debate. All right, we'll continue along here, 267-9680. We are over here at the Huffman Auto Group at Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor, hanging out with you here this morning. And if you want to, again, if you're looking for a car, I believe, that's why I bought my first Acura TL here, that your dollar goes farther. I don't care if it's further or farther. I'm always troubled by this one. I don't know if it's further or farther when I'm using it in this manner. English people, help me out. In the luxury line with Acura. Just did my own research, landed on the Acura, and said, wow, this is getting, you know, what the other luxury brands get, but I'm not paying nearly as much. So whatever you're thinking about when it comes to a car, the Huffman Auto Group, Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor, will be able to take great care of you. AcuraOxmoor.com. It's Tommy talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Red. And the water saying, come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red Ditchin, have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
What's the title here of this one?
Oh, Red, I'm just thinking of, we've been talking about legal issues so much. I'm thinking of any kind of song that can deal with that.
anything other than that can do what deal with the legal issues.
Yeah. I mean,
we got
so Old Red is about. I mean, it's a dog that you know chases prisoners if they try to run away. So,
yeah, I like it. I like the effort there. I like the effort. We're over here at Neil Huffman's Acura at Oxmoor. Again, we're we'll be talking to you here. If you want to get in, 267-9680 is our number to do just that here. And, again, you can log on to AcuraAtOxmoor.com to find out more. Okay, so we're doing trivia right here.
Trivia.
Do we need to buy some time before we do that? Chase, what is our situation?
We can go.
So
we have innocent there.
Well, we got a little bit of time though. So I don't know how many questions we have. I don't know if we might need to bring anything else up with a sheet of lies.
Well, I think that I'm glad that Ennis is still talking to us after our appearances on Fox. You know, that's good.
Really Ennis actually complimented for my appearance on Fox. Yeah. So you know, like, it was like all right. I didn't realize I was sort of taking an anti-Fox News position by saying it's as bad as it reads. Whatever News Nation is, they loved me too because I was on twice for them, and you were too big time at that point. You turned them down.
I said Drew Diener will probably be available.
Yeah, this guy, he's got nothing better to do.
One of them was like at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had a 9:45 Jack Fry's reservation.
Come on!
I'm not waking up early.
I mean, everybody gather around and shed a tear. Is that Louis there in the studio? I mean, are you weeping there?
Louis just went to the back. Mark is here, though.
Oh, Ennis is there. Okay.
Hey, I went on Spectrum News.
Oh, you did?
How about that?
Wow. Where do they align politically? Do we know?
I have no idea because I don't watch Spectrum News.
Well, you know, they're moving all over the place because Lachlan's there. They have the ability to move from one end
the data changes.
To the other. The data changes.
The data does change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does. So
you guys, hey, both of you, you did well in your appearances. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Ennis sent me that text, and it's funny though, the hate emails that came in right after it.
I got no hate.
Oh, I got plenty. It was just it was just default reaction.
That's right. It wasn't
to
you
anti.
At all.
Were there people from
Fox
here?
Position? Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get. Well, and most of them didn't even sign their names. So I tweeted him.
Well, you even got some before we even finished off our show.
Oh, yeah.
You were showing us some of that. But
part
it was
of
a
it.
Wild time out there, Ennis. And you saved your legs by not going. If you didn't go, I don't know if you got out there on your own or not.
I didn't go out there. God, no. I know Biscuit did, and he was still tired.
I swear. I am the same way, man. I am the same damn way. What's going on? Oh, they're making next door. They're making Insomnia cookies.
They're sawing stuff in there, Ennis? Is that what they're doing?
They're building, the cookie place next door, and it sounds like a really, really, really loud version. Have you ever, shared a house or somebody with somebody that uses one of those electric toothbrushes, like the really, really good ones?
That's what
it sounds like is going on nonstop over there.
So you're saying it sounds like you're living next door to Katina Powell.
Something like that.
That's a deep cut, Mark. That's well.
I'm impressed by that. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Oh boy. All right. Well, it's brought to you by Louisville Furniture. We've got trivia. We expect Ennis to be a rock star in this.
Oh boy.
He reads more than all of us combined, probably at the radio station. So,
let's do it.
Dial down the Moby Dick questions.
I think we're in good.
There's more than one book, Mark. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. He acts like you read one book over and over.
I read the book, and now I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. All right.
Where was Teddy Bridgewater picked in the NFL draft? What pick?
32nd.
Yeah, 32nd.
So were they both he and Lamar were last in the first round?
That's right.
Correct. My phone just turned off. All right. What number did Devontae Parker wear for his respective teams that he played for, including Louisville? And
what
then
a single digit?
He wore 9 here.
I was going to say 9 was the number that.
And the NFL, did he wear? With the Patriots, he wore 11, I think.
I have to tell you guys, this is people who listen to The Drive regularly know this is hilarious that you did this to me because I have a notorious blind spot for jersey numbers. They don't stick. I don't know what Michael Jordan and a handful of others. That's about what I've got for jersey numbers.
Dude, I am the exact same way.
I feel like he wore 11 worse. With the Pats. I don't know what he wore with the Dolphins off the top of my head. He might have been 11 with both.
You said it was single digits?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Mark said that.
No, I said that. I think it could be.
The only thing I'm certain about is 9 here at Louisville. Right. That's the only thing I'm certain on.
I wish I was a rock star.
9 and 11 are 2 of the 3. There's one more.
9 and 11. So he wore 9 here. He wore 11 with the Dolphins.
Yes. Dolphins or yeah,
with the Dolphins. With the Patriots, he wore a different number.
Oh, that's right. He did wear a different number. It was a single digit up there.
6.
I don't know. I'm not gonna get it right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get it right. I'm literally.
I'm sorry.
It's 1.
Oh, okay. Fine.
What is the name of the trophy for the NHL MVP?
Conn Smythe. Wait, yeah. Playoff MVP, or is it the? Gosh. Because I think Conn Smythe is the playoff MVP.
Is it the Hart Trophy?
I think Hart is right.
Okay.
The President's Cup. The President's Cup's the
Nick,
best
I think
record.
You'd be running off the road right
the,
now.
The Lady Bing is the sportsmanship award, and I'm not making that up.
Lady Bing?
The Lady Bing is the sportsmanship award.
Hart sounds good. Hart
Drew, is was the there ever a time where it's you knew H-A-R. The old divisions, the old Norris division and that sort of thing?
No, I did hockey like early 2000s, and so I think they had gone away from the Norris and Patrick divisions or whatever at that point. So I did bet on a Suter to score a goal last night in that Edmonton game because Bruce Suter was – or not Bruce Suter. Daryl Suter was coaching the Sharks at the time. So, anyway, it's way too much inside.
I just remember Chris Berman calling the NFC Central the NFC Norris.
Norris division. Yep. Yes, yep. Yes.
I think it's the Hart Trophy.
Yeah, I think Hart's correct. Let's go with Hart.
Yes.
Boom. There we go.
Nicky's going to kill me. This is the one time he would be really good. Who has won the most Hart trophies and how many?
Gretzky would be the Sidney one Crosby? You would think of.
No. Would it be Jaromir Jagr?
Lemieux?
Lemieux?
I mean, I think Jagr's been around the longest. I don't know that he's the MVP at the level that Gretzky would have been.
And Lemieux was really
isn't
good.
Isn't this one of those, like, the math is on the side of us just saying Gretzky? Like, you
yeah.
The odds are you're going to default.
I think
Gretzky.
We're trying to outsmart ourselves by guessing. Unless there's just.
It would have been a goalie?
No. Okay. Not for multiple, I don't think.
Okay. All right. The great one.
Yeah, the great one.
Can you give a guess as to how many?
6.
6? I don't know.
11.
He had 9. 8 consecutive.
Jeez. 8 consecutive.
Who's second? Do you know?
8. I do not.
I should have known better than to ask
it. I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Consecutive.
That's crazy. Imagine like if Lamar won 8 consecutive NFL MVPs. Jordan should have. LeBron should have.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah.
All the other. So many of the leagues, the MVP trophy is like, it's a consolation for whoever. We're tired of this person winning it all the time.
Yes. Right, right.
Gordie Howe has 6.
Okay. Wow.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, Howe has 6. He's the most nearest Gretzky.
Most nearest,
huh?
Yeah. We both picked up
you
on that.
You are on your in for today,
stop
Mark.
Stop it.
Two grammar Nazis.
Ovechkin has 3. Sidney Crosby has 2. Only 2 for Sidney.
Wow. Yeah, concussions hurt his career, yeah.
Yeah. Lemieux had 3.
All right, what else we got?
How many College World Series has the Louisville Baseball Cardinals been to?
Have
6, I think.
No, isn't it 4?
No, so 2000.
So his very first year. Didn't they have a run of like 3 or 4 out of 6 or something?
I thought it was 4.
I'm just thinking of that outfield wall.
That's yeah, what I know. Me too. I'm trying to think of that too.
So they went in 22. They went 22. Did they go in 21? Should have gone to 20.
I don't think so. Not in 21. Oh, no, yeah, they did. That's when they lost to A&M, right?
No, that was 22. Oh.
What was the one they lost most recently in the Super Regional? It was 22. Oh, you're saying 22.
No, okay. You're right. A&M, they didn't make it because they lost to Texas A&M in College Station. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would have been the annoying counting
it
down.
It would have been 21.
Yeah.
It would have been 21. And then obviously not 20.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know they should have been the two others, but walk-offs. Yeah. I think it's more than 4. I could go as high as 6, but it might be 5. Man. Dan McDonald's done so well.
Yeah.
So
the first 11. Year was what, 07?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds right. And then there was a gap, right?
And they went back to back. Was it that year the Cardinal, 13 and 14?
Okay, that sounds right. And then one other or two others? I feel like.
Well, like. They How should many? Have definitely gone in McKay's.
So 2019 was the year where they beat East Carolina here, and they got all mad because they played it early. Remember, they moved it up? That was where I had to sit next to Mark Weinberg in the press box.
Okay, all right. Sure. So they and you think they went that year?
I know, yeah, that they won to go. They moved the game up, and they played like 11. That's 2019. So I would say 5.
You're thinking 5?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I think it's more than four, but five.
Well,
I
then
feel
that would be five. Let's go with five.
Yes.
There we go. Way to work through that one, guys.
The only year you didn't get was 2017.
Okay, so I think thinking that was later. So
yeah,
there you go. Ahead. All right.
Yeah. What is the total number of wins Louisville baseball has in the College World Series?
Well, not many, right? I mean, did they get swept out in 07, or do they win a game?
I think they've won twice.
I was going to say, I feel like maybe two.
I know they beat Florida State, and that was an awesome game.
In 2019, they won one.
What was the year that they talked all the trash? Was that in the College World Series or Super Regional?
That was in the College World Series.
That was the College World Series.
That was with Bandy.
Yeah, right. I feel like they won two in that one.
One in the main, one in the back.
I think we won three games total.
Okay, so the first year they went, did they win a game or get swept out? Do you remember?
I think they got swept out.
They got swept out the first couple of times, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they won some in the elimination bracket.
Yeah, it's oddly not many.
Yeah.
We've won a couple. I don't think we've ever won one like to start, have we? Like to stay in the winner's bracket?
Yeah,
did we do that once?
I thought one year.
I think
they
17. They
did.
Won the first one and then lost.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
And then, but I'm gonna, and then
I wouldn't
the
say it's more than four. I wouldn't say more than four.
No, is it's it two or three?
Yeah,
I think. So
I think it's three.
I think let's go three.
I'm okay with that. Okay.
It's four.
Damn. Really?
So what were they? Do you have the years?
Do you know them?
I do not. Have those years. They won two in 2019.
Okay.
They won one in 2017. Mm-hmm. I'm scrolling. Didn't win one in 2014. Didn't win one in 2013. And then won one in 2007. Does that adds up, right?
So they, yeah, they did win one. 2-1-1. One. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I was thinking they had like a back draw in there. Okay. All right. What else you got?
What number of Triple Crown wins did Dwayne Lucas get by winning the Preakness on Saturday?
I was so
come
mad.
On, guys. This
we
is
lost
y'all.
The pick six. That I mean, he golly. I mean, I can name his Derby winners, but he's won a plethora of Belmonts. I mean, did he get to an even 10? I mean, is it like 12? I mean, he's. I mean.
Won four derbies, right?
Because he had Winning Colors, he had Thunder four Gulch, oh, not Thunder Gulch, Grindstone. I just won a bunch of gosh, it may be more. It might be 12. He dominated the sport in the late 80s.
Didn't they say this was like his fourth Preakness also?
I would bet he's won a bunch of those.
I'm pretty sure they said it was the seventh Preakness.
Oh, well.
Even more, huh? Maybe 15. No, he won eight Belmonts. 12.
I think it's like, it's not 20.
12?
It's more than 12.
Okay, you think it's more than 12.
So if he's won, is it four derbies?
Four derbies. I don't remember they said seventh Preakness on the broadcast.
Okay. What are the four derbies, though? Winning Colors, Grindstone.
Hero?
He had, was Charismatic his?
No, Charismatic's Baffert.
No, it was not.
It's not.
No.
That was 99?
That was 99.
That was D-Way.
Yeah, that's three. I'm trying to... Is
C Hero? Gopher Jet?
That was Zito. So it's in that range.
I've got... I don't know 14? Why I had four derbies on my mind for Lucas. And I remember them saying seven Preaknesses on the broadcast.
All right, let's go 14 or 15.
Go with 15.
Yeah. All right, 15.
Hey,
bam, here we go. Guys. How about that?
So do you have them broken out there? Yeah. Were you right?
I do not
have
those.
Did we get there randomly?
Yeah, random.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Let's stop and do that because that's the best part about trivia. You look up the answers, hopefully afterwards.
All right. So his derbies were 88, like 95.
That's Grindstone.
96.
Oh, no, Thunder Gulch was his, too. So he went Thunder Gulch in 95, Grindstone in 96.
And then 99.
With Charismatic, yeah.
And then his Preaknesses, we won't get these horses.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They won the
so it was four derbies and seven, and he's won four Belmonts.
And do you have the horses on there?
I don't have the horses. Okay. I only have the years.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
I
got the derbies. I got the horses.
Here's
now.
The Belmont Tanks prospect. Tabasco Cat. Editor's note, commendable.
Right. Thunder Gulch.
In the Belmont?
Won the Belmont. at 95.
I think he did too. It's not listed on here, but I think you're right. All right. What else we got?
Who is the only Reds manager to win more than one World Series managing the Reds?
Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, Sparky.
Right?
Yeah, Sparky
Anderson. Right. Young whippersnappers.
Who was the last Reds manager to win the World Series in what year?
Lou Piniella.
Yeah.
91. I think it was 90
or 91.
It was fall of 90 because it was my senior year.
Okay. 90.
But it was Piniella, right?
It was. Yeah. Sweet Lou. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We're real Reds fans over here, Chase.
Who did Dan
Mr. Baseball?
Who did Dan McDonald replace as Louisville baseball coach?
Layla Prado.
Layla Prado. Yeah. Went to USF, right?
That's correct.
Yep.
What horse in Saturday's Preakness was named after a Will Ferrell movie character?
Oh, wow.
Tuscan Gold. That
really?
Sounds like a... you know what I mean?
What were they?
Golly.
No, it just sounds like a...
But hang on. I'm trying to think of the other... 1378, and I know who I had to damn break, but I remember names.
Are we allowed to pull up the horse names?
No, you can't do that.
I think we're looking for Mugatu.
Yeah. Oh, there's Louis chiming in.
Louis Rabeau.
What?
Mugatu.
Whatever
yeah,
he said.
That's right. They said that on the podcast.
Zoolander.
That's right.
Yeah. As soon as he said it,
that's a good one. I like
true.
That. Good one. Yeah. That's awesome.
We're a team here.
What sport did Morgan Wallen play, reportedly resulting in being offered a college scholarship?
Chair tossing is not a sport.
Baseball?
He looks athletic. That's funny.
He's got the mohawk like all the baseball players have.
He looks like a baseball player.
I think he looks like a baseball player too, fellas.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Maybe it's football.
Why don't you get to be something really weird like
Levis's
lacrosse?
Girlfriend just like,
he loves golf. Because we know someone who's a member at...
Yes, we do.
So, wait, what was the question?
He got offered a scholarship in this sport.
I bet it's golf. He loves golf.
Okay.
I mean, we know somebody who's a member...
A lot of baseball players go to golf, though. But you're right. We know he plays golf.
A lot of men go to golf. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
You're right.
And they all look like Scottie Scheff.
Golf?
I know he plays golf. I don't know that he plays baseball. He looks like an athletic, like a baseball player.
So, Levis's girlfriend trying to find somebody who's on tour now?
I don't know. Are we going with golf? Or do you want to go baseball?
You know, there's not many golf scholarships, but there's not a lot of baseball scholarships either. I
feel like we would have seen like the baseball in his past. Somewhere.
Probably right.
You
We're
know
going
what I mean?
Golf.
Yeah.
Going golf.
Golf.
God.
Is it baseball? It's baseball.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll take the bullet on that one.
I don't know. Vladimir wouldn't take a firm opinion. He was hoping to.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Hey, not bad.
You sticking around with Louie here?
You know it. You know it. It's Tuesday.
All right.
That's great.
There you go.
Have a great time, guys.
All right. We'll see you. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll be over at Tri-State Men's Health and hanging out. We're here at today, wrapping up here at Neil Upman's Acura at Oxmoor. This is the place to come to, man, when you are thinking about buying a car. I know I did. It worked great for me. And if you'd like to check it out, you can find out what I found as well, that it's just, you know, you're dealing with great people and you're getting a great product in the Acura line. So online, AcuraOxmoor.com. And when you go over here, tell me you're just talking about it. All right, Maven and Rummage up next. Louie and Ennis.
Yeah.
On 680.
How about that?
We'll talk to you tomorrow.